I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Shawnee Theater presents Zombies in Greene County by Matthew Graber, Kevin Guthridge, and Josh Carroll. Our guest is the producing artistic director, Kevin Guthridge, and he says it's our chance to let our hair down, to take ourselves a little less seriously, and we'll even be renting out tomatoes for the audience to toss. Kevin, thanks for joining us. So, Matt, the former artistic director, you, and your current assistant are all implicated in the production of this particular piece.
That's right. Yeah, we have a long history together of working on these melodramas, and we decided this year we know exactly what we're looking for, we know what we want, and a lot of the scripts that we've done in the past have been a little longer than we wanted them to be. So we thought, you know what, let's just write our own, and we'll write it exactly the way we want it and see how it turns out.
This has been a show that you've done a number of times in the past. Is the setup a little different, perhaps some changes this year?
Yeah, one of the things I wanted to do when we decided that we were going to write it ourselves was expand the Oleo Acts, which is actually a series of sketches and one-liners and skits that takes place in between Act 1 and Act 2. So from the beginning, when people get to the theater, they're going to find that the actors are in the lobby and they're going to be doing carnival-style games for the kids, and we have a lot of fun there, and then we bring them inside. We do a little introduction where I'll probably be singing a couple of songs, and we'll do a couple of acts then, and then we'll jump into the show. And then after Act 1, right after intermission, we do what we call the Oleo Acts, and I've greatly expanded that section of the show this year because the audience really, really loves it, and especially the kids, because they're very quick sketches that you might see at like a Boy Scout camp or see at some sort of youth organization, and it's a lot of fun, and they go really fast, and the kids can stay very in tune with what's going on stage, and I really wanted to expand that section.
Now, the audience is a warm one there at Bloomfield, and it's an audience that tends to applaud often and vigorously, but here they actually get to interact in a little different fashion.
That's correct. One of the things I really love about this show is we just completely forget about the fourth wall. I don't want to say we tear it down or break it down. We act like it doesn't even exist to begin with, and we allow the audience to kind of be a part of the show by selling little plush tomatoes and giving them a chance to boo and hiss at the villain and throw tomatoes at him. And every time they hear a really bad pun or a bad joke, they can throw tomatoes. And it's a lot of fun for the whole family. Of course, the kids love throwing tomatoes anyway, but we try to put a lot of sketches and skits and one-liners and things like that into the show that the kids can really enjoy. And then also put some stuff in there that the adults are going to really enjoy as well.
Zombies in Greene County by Matt Graber, Josh Carroll, and our guest producing artistic director, Kevin Guthridge. It plays July 19th, 20th, 21st, and then on the 22nd is the matinee at the theater there on Furnace Road, just south of Bloomfield. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.